I wasn't doing anything. Yeah, I was just doing some homework. Chemistry. Yeah. Yes, on my phone. Now, is there something you need, bro? Look, it was just homework. Why are you being so weird about this? What do you need, dude? I'm not going to argue with your stupid ass again. What? No, I'm not going to fucking wash the dishes again. Because I've been doing it for the past, week. It's your turn to stop being such a freeloader. I don't care if you're busy. You think you're the only one with problems? We've already talked about this last time. You promised to wash the dishes after making, 20 excuses. Whatever. I'm not going to wash your damn dishes. Some big brother you turned out to be. Hey, can you get out of my room now? I need to get back to my... Hey. This isn't funny. Why are you crying? Hey, come here. No, it's okay. Really. Come here. Let me just give you a hug, okay? Okay, look. I'm sorry, okay? What I said, I didn't mean it. Just forget all of it. Yes, all of it. I was just being a bitch, okay? I shouldn't take my problems on other people. Especially not you, my brother of all people. Is something wrong, Big Brother? Did something happen? Shh, it's okay. Just take your time. I see. Wow. I had no idea that things were so stressful for you. I should have. I mean, why didn't you tell me sooner, Big Brother? You didn't think this was something I could help you with? You underestimate me, Big Brother. Come, let's just lie on my bed for a bit. No, I don't give a fuck if it's weird. Just lie down with me. See? This is nice, isn't it? My head resting on your shoulder. Your hands softly cradling me. And so warm and gentle. Hey, what I said about earlier, I didn't mean it. Seriously. You're a good brother. A really good brother. Kind of the best one I could have ever asked for. Yes, I mean it. I love you. I mean it. You've done a lot for me. I don't think I could ever repay you. Yes, of course you've done a lot for me. I remember one time when I was in the fourth grade and we were having a pool party. All the other kids were having fun and swimming in this enormous pool. And I remember I was huddled up in some corner, crying myself because I was too afraid to go into the water. But lo and behold, I looked up and saw your hand and your stupid smile. And then you led me to the, you know, the part of the pool where it's really shallow and there are stairs going down to the water? Yeah, the shallow part. We just played there together for 3 hours. Honestly, that was one of the happiest days of my life. Seriously, I don't think my childhood would have been anything without that memory. There's also the other time when you were my date for the prom, after I begged you to go with me because, well, I didn't have anyone. You're blushing. Yes, you are. God, it was so cringy. You did everything with me. You got a cheap tuxedo, and I wore the dress that we picked out together. And we had such a romantic dinner at Denny's because we didn't have any money because we were poor high schoolers. Everyone was staring at the two weirdo high schoolers in formal attire at the freaking Denny's. But you just ignored it all and gave me your award-winning smile. I don't know why, but even though you made so many shitty jokes and we both had no idea what we were doing, it kind of was romantic. After that, of course, we went to the dance and you stepped on my feet, twice. Other than that, it was pretty fun, though. When we came home, I remember we were standing in the hallway between our rooms, and you just kind of stared at me, like you were waiting for something. I thought, well, I'm not sure what I thought, but he took a step towards me, And you put your hands on my shoulders and you leaned in to kiss my forehead. And then you said that you loved me. But it was different. You said it like, I love you. I remember it like yesterday, Big Brother. I think that might have been the best day of my life. Yeah. I said too much, didn't I? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it weird or awkward. Let's just stay like this for a little while longer. And then we can get up, okay? Okay. Huh? You have something you want to confess? Well, yeah, of course. What is it, Big Bro? What? You're saying there was someone else that asked you out to the prom? But you turned her down? To be with me? What? Brother? No, I'm not mad. I'm just, like, shocked. My big brother turned down another girl to be with his little sister. Wait, you turned down another girl to be with me? Hey, big brother, I have a confession, too. I also had, like, 3 boys who wanted to go to the prom with me, but I lied to you and said I had nobody so that you'd go with me. Big brother, I love you. I love you. I love you, big brother. I can't help it. I don't know why. It's just everything you do. It's the way you're holding me right now. It's the way you're always, always there for me. And your smile. That damn smile. I don't know what it is, big brother. I know it's wrong. I just don't care. I need to hear it from you. Please. Tell me that you love me, big brother. Big brother. Please. Well, that was one way of telling me. You know, that was my first kiss, right? God, I can't believe my brother actually took me for his kiss. Stop! You stop laughing like that! That's not nice. It's not my fault that I never dated or kissed anyone. I mean, after all, I was saving myself for you. Kiss me again, big brother. I'm so happy, brother. Yeah, this is much better than just a kiss on the forehead. Your lips are really soft, and your body just makes me melt. I can hear your heartbeat. Can we stay like this for longer, maybe? Or forever? Thank you, big brother. Brother, about those dishes. I'll wash them. Don't worry about it. Huh? You want to do the dishes together? God, you're so cheesy. But that's why I love you. Sure, I'll do the dishes with you, brother. Thank you for making me feel like the best little sister in the world.